Hello and welcome to Serial Killer. My name is Echo and this is the podcast about serial killers throughout the years. Episode 1, Ted Bundy. Theodore Robert Bundy was an American serial killer who kidnapped, raped, and murdered numerous young women and girls during the 1970s and possibly earlier. After more than a decade of denials before his execution in 1989, he confessed to 30 homicides that he committed in 7 states between 1974 and 1978. The true number of victims is believed to be higher. Bundy was regarded as handsome and charismatic, traits that he exploited to win the trust of victims and society. He would typically approach his victims in public places, feigning injury or disability, or impersonating an authority figure, before knocking them unconscious and taking them to secluded locations to rape and strangle them. He sometimes revisited his victims, grooming and performing sexual acts with the decomposing corpses until putrefaction and destruction by wild animals made any further interactions impossible. He decapitated at least 12 victims and kept some of the severed heads as mementos in his apartment. On a few occasions, he broke into dwellings at night and bludgeoned his victims as they slept. In 1975, Bundy was jailed for the first time when he was incarcerated in Utah for aggravated kidnapping and attempted criminal assault. He then became a suspect in a progressively longer list of unsolved homicides in several states, facing murder charges in Colorado. He engineered 2 dramatic escapes and committed further assaults in Florida, including 3 murders, before his ultimate recapture in 1978. For the Florida homicides, he received 3 death sentences in 2 trials. Bundy was executed in the electric chair at Florida State Prison in Rayford, Florida, on January 24, 1989. Ted Bundy. Fact file. Born Theodore Robert Cowell, November 24, 1946, Burlington, Vermont, United States. Died January 24, 1989, aged 42, Florida State Prison, Bradford County, Florida, United States. Cause of death. Execution by electrocution. Resting place. Body cremated in Gainesville, Florida. Ashes scattered at an undisclosed location at Cascade Range, Washington. Other names: Chris Hagen, Kenneth Meisner, Officer Roseland, Richard Burton, Rolf Miller. Alma mater: University of Puget Sound, University of Washington, Temple University, University of Utah. Spouse: Carol Ann Boone, married 1980, divorced 1986. Children: 1. Parents: Jack Worthington, alleged father; Eleanor Louise Cowell, mother; Johnny Culpepper Bundy, adopted father. Convictions: aggravated kidnapping, attempted murder, burglary, murder. Criminal penalty: death by electrocution. Escaped June 7th, 1977 to June 13th, 1977, December 30th, 1977 to February 15th, 1978. Details: victims: 30 confessed, total unconfirmed. Span of crimes: February 1st, 1974 to February 9th, 1978. Country: United States. States: California, Colorado, Florida, Idaho, Oregon, Utah, Washington. Date apprehended: August 16th, 1975. The night before his execution, Bundy confessed to 30 homicides, but the true total remains unknown. Published estimates have run as high as 100 or more, and Bundy occasionally made cryptic comments to encourage that speculation. He told Hugh Ainsworthy that in 1980 that for every murder publicised, there could be one that was not, When FBI agents proposed a total tally of 36, Bundy responded, "Add one digit to that and you'll have it." Years later, he told attorney Polly Nelson that the common estimate of 35 was accurate, but Robert Capel wrote that Ted and I both knew that the total was much higher. "I don't think he even knew how many he killed or why he killed them," said Reverend Fred Lawrence, the Methodist clergyman who administered Bundy's last rites. "That was my impression, my strong impression." On the evening before his execution, Bundy reviewed his victim tally with Bill Hagmeyer on a state-by-state basis for a total of 30 homicides. In Washington, 11, including Parks, abducted in Oregon but killed in Washington, and including 3 unidentified. In Utah, 8, 3 unidentified. In Colorado, 3. In Florida, 3. In Oregon, 2, both unidentified. In Idaho, 2, 1 unidentified. In California, 1, unidentified. The following is a chronological summary of the 20 identified victims and 5 identified survivors. ...1974... Washington, Oregon. January 4th, Karen Sparks, often identified as Johnny Lenz in Bundy literature, age 18, bludgeoned and sexually assaulted in her bed as she slept, survived. February 1st, Linda Ann Healy, 21, bludgeoned while asleep and abducted, skull and mandible recovered at Taylor Mountain site. March 12th, Donna Gail Manson, 19, abducted while walking at a concert at the Evergreen State College, body left, according to Bundy, at Taylor Mountain site, but never found. April 17th, Susan Elaine Rancourt, 18, disappeared after attending an evening advisors meeting at Central Washington State College, skull and mandible recovered at Taylor Mountain site in 1975. May 6th, Roberta Kathleen Parks, 22, vanished from Oregon State University in Corvallis, skull and mandible recovered at Taylor Mountain site in 1975. June 1st, Brenda Carroll Ball, 22, disappeared after leaving the Flame Tavern in Burien, skull and mandible recovered at Taylor Mountain site in 1975. June 11th, Georgian Hawkins, 18, abducted from an alley behind her sorority house, University of Washington, skeletal remains identified by Bundy as those of Hawkins, recovered in Issaquah site. July 14th, Janice Ann Ott, 23, abducted from Lake Sammamish State Park in broad daylight, skeletal remains recovered at Issaquah site in 1975. July 14th, Denise Murray Nasland, 19, abducted 4 hours after Janice Ann Ott from the same park, skeletal remains recovered at Issaquah site in 1975. Utah. October 2nd, Nancy Wilcox, 16, ambushed, assaulted and strangled in Holiday, Utah, body buried, according to Bundy, near Capitol Reef National Park, 200 miles south of Salt Lake City, but never found. October 18th, Melissa Ann Smith, 17, vanished from Midvale, Utah, body found 9 days later in nearby mountainous area. October 31st, Laura Ann Amy, 17, disappeared from Leahy, Utah, bludgeoned to death and raped, body discovered by hikers in American Fork Canyon. November 8th, Carol DeRonch, 18, attempted abduction in Murray, Utah, escaped from Bundy's car and survived. November 8th, Deborah Jean Kent, 17, vanished after leaving a school play in Bountiful, Utah, body left, according to Bundy, near Fairview, Utah, 100 miles south of Bountiful. Minimal skeletal remains found were eventually in 2015 positively identified by DNA as Kent's. 1975, Utah, Colorado, Idaho. January 12th, Karen Eileen Campbell, 23, disappeared from a hotel hallway in Snowmass, Colorado, body discovered 36 days later on a dirt road near the hotel. March 15th, Julie Cunningham, 26, disappeared on the way to tavern in Vail, Colorado, body buried, according to Bundy, near Rifle, 90 miles west of Vail, but never found. April 6th, Denise Lynn Oliverson, abducted while cycling to her parents' house in Grand Junction, Colorado, body thrown, according to Bundy, into the Colorado River, 5 miles west of Grand Junction, but never found. May 6th, Lynette Dawn Culver, 12, abducted from Alameda Junior High School in Pocatello, Idaho. Body thrown, according to Bundy, in what authorities believe to be the Snake River, but never found. June 28th, Susan Curtis, 15, disappeared during a youth conference at Brigham Young University. Body buried, according to Bundy, near Price, Utah, 75 miles southeast of Provo, but never found. 1978, Florida. January 15th, Margaret Elizabeth Bauman, 21, bludgeoned and then strangled as she slept. Chi Omega Sorority, Florida State University, no secondary crime scene. January 15th, Lisa Levy, 20, bludgeoned, strangled and sexually assaulted as she slept. Chi Omega Sorority, Florida State University, no secondary crime scene. January 15th, Karen Chandler, 21, bludgeoned as she slept. Chi Omega Sorority, Florida State University, survived. January 15th, Cassie Kleiner, 21, bludgeoned as she slept. Chi Omega Sorority, Florida State University, survived. January 15th, Cheryl Thomas, 21, bludgeoned as she slept. 8 blocks from Chi Omega, survived. February 9th, Kimberly Diane Leach, 12, abducted from her junior high school in Lake City, Florida. Mummified remains found near Suwannee River State Park, 43 miles west of Lake City. I hope you enjoyed that episode and will join me again next week. That is all. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.